Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth, shiny teeth. Shiny teeth and me. Shiny teeth.
Welcome back to The Upswing, the future of almost everything. Martin Moore, Steve Glenn, and very special guest, Scott Marshall, Chief Executive Officer, CEO at Community Smiles Dental. Scott, thanks for taking time out of your day to join us.
Thanks so much for having me in here. It's still crazy for you to say Chief Executive Officer, but I guess here I am. I guess
all right. CEO. I love it. Yeah. So I'm looking back to school time. Everyone's going back to the dentist, getting the checkups. Her daughter had a cavity. Actually, she had a couple, but I got the laundry list of price breakout for a simple resin-based composite. How they're dealing with cavities these days, $162.82. So in terms of what your organization does, like the impact, the obstacles to quality, affordable dental care are really substantial in the market. So kudos to you on the new job, but give us an overview of what the organization does day to day.
Sure. You know, I will say that a lot of what we say at Community Smiles Dental is we're the best kept secret. And I say that is no good. We need to let the world know about the great work that our clinics are doing. So we've been around for 17 years. We were founded by some concerned school nurses in Waukesha school system. And so we do have a clinic that's kind of the mothership on Barstow Avenue going near downtown of Waukesha. And then we have a clinic that we opened a couple of years ago in Menominee Falls. And potentially down the road, we will find ourselves, no doubt, in Milwaukee due to the need.
Okay.
What we do is we bring in patients for whom their insurance is through Medicaid. Medicaid is a little bit of a challenge because they pay less than, say, usual insurance. So a lot of dentists are not able to bring them in or can't afford to bring them in because of the high cost of dental care. And so that's what we focus on. And so we're the home for families who rely on Medicaid for insurance. And so it's really important to us to be able to provide the exact same service that you would get at your kid's dentist. It's dentists that are paid. It's dentists that actually come for a day or two that have their own private practice. A lot of times they're a partner. The dental hygienists, they're all paid. They're no volunteers. It's an experience. When you walk into our offices or our clinics, it looks like any old dental clinic, but it's for folks who otherwise would not be able to go.
That's awesome. It's hard enough as a new parent to find a quality, established children's dental entity that you trust.
Mm-hmm. And that the kid trusts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how do you do that outreach with families?
We actually work with Medicaid and we work with local officials to get the word out. Waukesha County has been incredibly helpful as far as getting the word out. We have relationships with Children's Hospital, Frederick, MCW, Advocate Aurora, ProHealth, and all of them know that if they see a family where a child could use a sort of help and they qualify with Medicaid, that they call us.
Okay. Just in terms of, what are some of the other obstacles in terms of working with kids and schools to get the information to families that need it?
It's hard because it's hard to navigate anything health related. Anybody who is a parent, you know, the first time you're a parent, all of a sudden you have to start thinking about who's your pediatrician. Even before you have the kid, you have to tell the hospital, who's your pediatrician going to be? And then, you know, a little while later, you have to find a dentist. And I know I've had experience with my two kids where at one point we went to one dentist and they just wouldn't go. And there's no good reason for it. They were just very uncomfortable.
Right. And then the teeth start falling out. And as a parent, you're like, whoa, I didn't budget to have my direct relationship with the tooth fairy. How much should that tooth fairy allocate per tooth?
It's a lot more than when I was a kid, I'll tell you that. I'm used to quarters, but
same.
That's what I got was a quarter.
Yeah. Wow. Well, when we come back, I want to know your thoughts, Scott Marshall, on exactly how much the Tooth Fairy should donate to our kids. How does the Tooth Fairy work each and every day? Does he or she need a day off? And then ways that our listeners in the community can get directly involved with Community Smiles Dental. This is The Upswing. It's the future of everything. We are looking at the future of community dental care. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. All right, Steve. I know you have a direct relationship with the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
And you and your wife are talking a lot.
Got the red phone.
What's the budget look like? How do you work directly with the tooth fairy? How do you manage those dollars in your household?
Yeah, we usually have talks that, you know, $2 to $3 for a tooth these days is, you know, makes the kids really happy. Sometimes they get a little sad when that tooth goes away.
All right.
But, you know, sometimes all the tooth fairy has is a $5 on it.
So, or a 20. And you're like, I don't want to go out.
$3.68. What a weird amount of money to find under my pillow.
You never know. Or a gift card somewhere. I don't know.
That sounds like a decent budget number. And we've seen that with our discussion with the tooth fairy, too. You know, that $5 point is a pretty good thing. No matter what, the tooth fairy is working hard, needs a day off. Scott Marshall, Community Smiles Dental. What are you doing to give the tooth fairy day off?
Well, actually, it is National Tooth Fairy Day. When I started working at the dental clinic, I looked up holidays, and it was like, oh my gosh, of course, there's a Tooth Fairy Day. And so today's Brilliant. National Tooth Fairy Day, and one of the things that we talked about, since we work closely with the Tooth Fairy themselves, is that they work 365 days a year, unlike
Every day.
Santa.
What about the leap year?
Unlike Santa.
366
Santa one day.
Everything's a year-round
We're
job.
Throwing shade. We're throwing shade at Santa. We're throwing shade at the Easter Bunny. Who's really getting it done is the Tooth Fairy. And so we thought about that and we said, you know what? Let's kind of call some attention to the great work we're doing. And let's just say, let's give the Tooth Fairy a day off. And what we're doing, because that's money under the pillow that might be lost, is asking folks to donate to Community Smiles Dental by going to toothfairyday.org and make a donation. So those families we were talking about earlier can continue to have, you know, a dental home at Community Smiles Dental.
And you have a matching grant, too, that the organization will kind of match dollar for dollar thanks to a generous donor?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be matching every donation up to $10,000 from the Malinger Family Foundation, one of the families that is a really great supporter of our mission. But we're looking for more friends to jump in and be a part of the mission. Anything goes. Anything can get matched. $5, $10, $10,000 if you're feeling it. All of it goes to help folks.
What was that URL again with the website?
Toothfairyday.org.
I'm on it donating right now.
Nice. All right. That's awesome. Done. I love to see it. What other ways are there to get involved in Community Smiles? You have a regular gala. I know I was at it last year. Always comedy based, right?
Yeah, we have Smile for Community. For Community Smiles. Wait, no, Laugh for Community Smiles. I'm still new. I get to play this
my first day.
It's really cool. Really, a lot of galas, they can get a little samey-samey, and I've been responsible for some of those. But it's really great to go and you see Charlie Behrens, or you see Pat McGann, or last year with Caroline Ray. And we're working on some names. We're working on some names this year. We're massaging the budget to see if we can get a really great name. Otherwise, honestly, I'm going to put this out there. We need dental hygienists.
Hmm.
It's crazy to think about, but there is a real miss on dental hygienists. Even private practices are looking for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you cannot serve kids without a dental hygienist. And it's just hard. So I'm saying anybody who's getting their dental hygienist degree, anybody who knows somebody who wants to come work in a great mission, go to communitysmiles.org. And come on down, join us.
A ton of jobs there for sure.
Yes.
And you know, you're gonna make decent money too.
Absolutely. We pay the going rate, so a lot of folks might not even think about a nonprofit, but we'll compete. Check us out.
All right. And it's great for the community.
Absolutely.
And most importantly, you're creating sunshine and smiles in all of us. That's what it's all about. Scott Marshall, CEO at Community Smiles Dental. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thanks so much for letting me tell the story.
Of course.